Yes, Wes, I meant to say participate on and not in for a reason. For a reason.
After I told you after.
What?
You didn't think that through. Let's be honest. 1023 XLC, Wes and Leah.
Whatever. Gurney's Got It is what we are talking about right now, and what we are participating in and on is a marathon. I don't think I ever thought I would speak those words.
You never say out loud.
I'm not much of a runner or even a walker. It's just not my thing, especially the marathon portion of it all. But a way that you can participate in a marathon without having to do any of those things, you can ride some roller coasters. So Six Flags Great America and Special Olympics Illinois have teamed up for the Coaster Challenge, and it's coming up next month, Saturday, September 18th. And we have Chris, who is the Chief Marketing Officer of Special Olympics Illinois, in with us. How's it going?
Good, Leah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And Wes, thank you.
And thank you for taking the run out of racing and letting us ride.
Thank you.
Right?
I'm not a marathoner either. I run, but it's for me, it's more the patience.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do something for 4 hours or...
No, I don't have
five,
that.
Probably six for us, but...
six.
Who didn't know the most out-of-shape person in this room right here? Me has done 2 half marathons, actually, in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see a medal or a sticker, because I don't believe you.
I have the pictures of all the bloody front of my shirt.
Oh, because you had the chafing on
He probably has the 12.3 sticker on his back of his car just to show off. 13.1. Sorry, I don't even know the distance. Well, 12.6 is a marathon to me. That's probably as far as I go. Or 24.6 or whatever.
And I have the 0.00 or whatever on the back of mine. So
13 steps down the stairs.
Right? I did it. This is your
14.1's her blood alcohol most of the time.
Really? This is your way to support the athletes of Special Olympics. How did the idea originate to ride roller coasters to raise money, though?
It started, actually, real quick, is Six Flags Great America has been a supporter of ours for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to do, which they don't do anymore, where they did an event. It was $100 a ticket where people would come in at 5, we'd go in the Grove behind Batman, and we'd eat dinner, and then they'd shut down the park, and it was one of those, they would open each section for an hour, you'd ride roller coasters, move to the next one, and then you'd work your way around, and then you'd leave.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that ended up, that stopped, so we're like, what's another way to do it? And then the Coaster Challenge started about 6-7 years ago. That's how that, like, how do we get people to still ride rides and raise money a different way, other than just buying a ticket and shutting down the park?
Right.
So that's how this came up about 6-7 years ago.
Cool. So how much money has been raised through the Coaster Challenge?
I would say... close to, if not just over 400,000.
Wow.
I would say we probably eclipse that this year for sure.
We're going to double it this year.
Oh.
Hey, I want to take on a challenge, right? This year's Coaster Challenge is on Saturday, September 18th again. Now, Wes and I have announced that we are going to be participating. We're doing it all. We're doing the whole marathon.
We're going to go all out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But for somebody else that wants to get in on this, what's the first step to join the challenge?
They go to coasterchallenge.com and just sign up. And it's just like, we'll get into the particulars. I'm sure you're going to ask me how it works, but just like you would a 5K or 10K for your MS or whatever, that's what it is. It's the same kind of thing.
Okay.
And you're just signing up. Coasterchallenge.com or go to our website at soill.org. Either way, and look for Coaster Challenge.
So, you wear one of the chips on my shoelace like they do in a marathon?
No.
Dang.
No, they're going to track us. You wear a lanyard, and then they track you throughout the park on which roller coaster you ride and how many feet it equates, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, this is for people that are either lovers of roller coasters or someone like me. I'm not, like, I get scared still. Like, I come up to that drop and I close my eyes.
You're
but then
do
some,
the thing, like, you like hold my hand like you tried to do on that airplane, and I purposely went to the furthest away seat away from Leah's.
I didn't ask you to hold my hand.
You did, too, on that old airplane.
We were on a B-17.
Yeah, and you're like, sit next to me, you're going to hold my hand, and I went as far away from her as I could in the plane
and
let her sit by
herself. I never asked you to touch
it's like
me.
It's like Major League when the lightning bolt hits the plane. The guy wakes up, looks around, and goes back to sleep.
No, I just, once I get down that initial drop, I'm okay. I'm good. But then raising money for, you know, people that want to see me, like, push me to do those things, right?
Well, it's funny because the drop and V2 are my nemesis rides. I call them, what are your nemesis rides? Like, what are the rides that just, like, I gotta do it. I gotta bunk up some bullet, yeah. Drop and V2 are my, but I'm the same way where they kind of still turn my stomach. But
the Raging Bull gets me, but it's the smooth. It's the smoothest rides, and it's one of the longest rides that is there.
Right.
Open early so for us to be riding.
Miles.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like Leah was saying, if you sign up for a 5K, 10K, half marathon, which you do on site, and as when you run, those clearly are measured in feet, like you said, and so are the marathon rides. So you get a lanyard. The lanyard will have every ride that's eligible. It's like 10 or 15, and it'll have the feet. And you're literally, when you get done, you come out, and there'll be a volunteer that will stamp your lanyard, and then obviously you're just keeping tally. I think the marathon's like 120,000 feet or something like that. And then you just keep adding up until you hit the feet total.
Right. It's not like a little teacup thing or something she can do to try to like cheat this, right?
No. There's four coasters that are open early, and I'm gonna have to ride the coasters.
With the teacup, if you go clockwise, it counts. But if you go counterclockwise,
it rewinds it back.
You're like, I lost feet. What happened?
Right. Oh man! So pretty much, the earlier you register, the more time you have to work on fundraising. And fundraising has to be completed by the day of.
Yes, September 18th.
Okay. Yeah. So who can participate then?
Anybody. Basically, anybody can ride. I shouldn't say anybody. Anybody who can, is tall enough to ride rides. And I only say this because you said it, Wes, but I was going to say, Leah, I just met you, but
she's probably going to struggle with a couple of them. We have to put her hair in a top ponytail.
I'm not that short. I can ride all the rides at Great America now as of last year.
We'll put the Elmer Fudd hat on her, real tall.
You're right.
But yeah, as long as you're tall enough to ride the rides, you can participate.
All right, and there are many different distances that you could sign up for. Obviously, the fundraising levels are going to be different then. So, starting off with the 5K.
5K is $150. 10K is $300. Half marathon is $500. Marathon is $1,000. And then with each. Obviously you're riding 5K, 10K.
Yeah.
To give people an understanding, 5K is about 5 to 6 rides. 10K is about a dozen, give or take. Half marathon's about 15 to 17. Marathon would be about 32 rides. They do open the park early from 9 to 11. The park opens from 9. And they open the park early from 9 to 11. And I believe you've got Raging Bull, like you said. That's probably... got the most feet, so you can knock out. You got Raging Bull, Max Force, Whizzer, and I can't remember the
Viper.
Viper, thank you.
Only because it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Viper. And you can go in and knock out a bunch of feet. So if you're a marathoner, you can literally 5K and 10K, and if they were hardcore and really rode rides between 9 and 11, they could knock out all that.
That's going to be us.
Let me tell you something. The one and only time, I've only been to Six Flags once in my life, if you can believe that.
I was just there yesterday.
Right? She goes like 5 times a week. I've only been once, and we got there when the gates opened and never stopped to eat lunch, never stopped to drink it. This is me and my fiance. We went to,
we rode every single ride.
I'm like, I want to hit every ride here. We never stopped.
That's phenomenal.
And we purposely rode a single, so we didn't ride a lot together, just so we could try to ride every ride and go get to the front of the line right away if you ride as a single person. So, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. So I'm all about this. We're going to
fire
through these babies.
Walk fast. So all participants, though, once the park does open, they're going to receive the Flash Pass. That way they could have access to all the coasters up until 1. But you could ride all day in order to reach those goals.
Well, that's a good question, because there's two things that people need to sign up and understand, because people do this not because they're malintended. They just don't get it or understand it, which is fine. A 5K, you get a Flash Pass till 1 o'clock. 10K, you get it till 3. Half marathon, you get it till 5. Marathon, you get it all day. So
boom.
So
we're and there that, all day.
Yeah,
per day.
So that's critical, because some people think. And the other part about this, and I will say, just because you click marathon, if you don't raise $1,000, then you're not a marathoner. So if you click marathon, you only raise $500. You're a half marathoner.
So you don't get all of the goods that come along with it.
Yeah, don't click marathon and think, hey, I'm in, and you raise $100.
Nah, that's not how it works. Sometimes people just don't realize that.
Okay. But I just wanted to be shocked when they show up at the park.
That's good information. And there's there's really a lot of information that goes along with this. But registration is now open for individuals to sign up for the Coaster Challenge. You could go to SixFlagsGreatAmerica.com/GreatAmericaEvents Coaster Challenge. It's all right there. if you don't think that you could handle all of that riding, how else can you help out the athletes of Special Olympics?
She teed that up. You will donate to Wes and Leah's team.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
The ask is two things. Yes, if you want to ride, certainly sign up to ride and go fundraise. Two, if you don't want to ride, you know, go to CoasterChallenge.com, find Wes and Leah's team, and donate to their team.
Cool.
That's the way you can help the athletes.
Awesome. Chris, thank you so much for coming in. Again, Chris Winston, Chief Marketing Officer of Special Olympics Illinois, talking about Great America and the Coaster Challenge that is coming up on September 18th. Now, Chris, you're here for Gurney's Got It, though. So before we let you go, what's your Gurney go-to?
My Gurney go-to is, I've got three. I've got Tools. That's where I go eat.
Boom.
Two, I play old man hard pitch baseball. So we play over the Gurney American Legion field.
Oh, I am well versed. My mom works at the bar there.
It's like Ebbets Field. Right field is real short.
Yep.
Or you'd run into, you know, I guess it'd be Milwaukee Avenue there.
Yep.
And then the third, near and dear to my heart, much like you, I had a brother who was an athlete who passed away in 99. He lived in a facility off of Washington.
Okay.
So, and we're from Northern Lake County, so
gotcha.
I'm particularly fond of not only Gurney, but because we spent a lot of time here, but just Northern Lake County in general. So.
And I'm going to throw in mine, too, because Lynn always coming in with the good treats. Not that you weren't a treat yourself, Chris, but Gurney donuts.
Oh, you didn't think you were getting called that today, did you?
not by my wife, that's for sure. I don't even think she rolled over when I left this morning. So
we never do. Treats that you could actually eat, Gurney donuts. So, Lynn, thank you so much for bringing those in. We always love enjoying some delicious Gurney donuts. And more about the Coaster Challenge and signing up or at least donating to our group, we'll be posting that over at 1023xlc.com.